Early on, I made a careful choice when it came to naming this commentary. Living with less plastic, not living without plastic. With the way our consumer culture is currently set up, to live without plastic, especially in Alabama, is almost impossible. It certainly can be difficult. My family does our best to live without single-use plastic. We've had to give in and buy plastic gallons of milk because there's no available alternative, and we often go without certain groceries like strawberries or grapes, which always seem to come in plastic. But for the most part, we cut out nearly every bit of single-use plastic. I like to go all in, zero plastic, zero waste. But it's not always feasible, and the pandemic brought compromise. For a while, we couldn't take our reusable bags to the store or shop in bulk, and if we don't want to cook, takeout brings in plastic waste. While we still cut down on plastic consumption as much as we can, this small shift contains an important lesson. Many people living with less plastic makes a much bigger impact than a few people going completely zero waste. And it's doable. Anyone can use less plastic without much effort, without pressure or struggle, and it can make a big difference. For example, I have an 8-year-old who's old enough to do most things for herself these days. But with her long hair and impatient showering habits, she's having a hard time keeping her hair clean with our shampoo bars. So I bought her a bottle of liquid shampoo the first time in 2 years. It felt strange, but it's a compromise that will make living with less plastic manageable for our family. The other four of us are doing fine. Clean hair, long-lasting bars, no plastic waste. Studies show that one person uses an average of 10 bottles of shampoo a year. So with 4 out of 5 of us still using shampoo bars, we cut down on up to 40 bottles of shampoo a year. That's a lot less plastic, even if we still have that one bottle of shampoo in the shower. Using less plastic can be so easy. By forming new habits, like taking your bags to the store or simply asking for paper in the checkout line, you can eliminate around 300 plastic bags from the waste stream each year. Data shows that the average American tosses nearly 150 water bottles per year, so start taking your own water bottle with you anytime you leave the house. By pausing just a moment to evaluate your plastic-free options when shopping, you can choose the paper-boxed product over the plastic bag, or the unwrapped produce instead of the shrink-wrap choice. They sit right next to each other on the store shelves. It just takes a second look instead of an automatic grab. Flexibility is key. Using less plastic is sustainable, allowing wiggle room to live well without a struggle that may cause you to burn out as you live against the grain. So start taking easy steps to cut down on plastic waste, finding simple ways to live with less plastic.